We're getting set for Saturday Night Baseball in Birmingham between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. We're back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, and it's time for today's Mississippi Army National Guard pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Xavier Warren. Xavier, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It has been an incredible road trip for you guys. Today is game 11. You guys have won 9 of the first 10 here on this road trip. How much fun has it been in the clubhouse over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been really fun, you know, getting the sweep in Tennessee against, you know, first place team, obviously a good team, and then coming here. And yeah, it's been a long road trip, but it's been a lot of fun. And I'd say, like, everyone's in a the attitude and energy is, like, really picked up the last couple weeks.
When you talk about the attitude and the energy, how much does that help when you're in a long 12-game road trip? You guys are having a lot of success.
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, when you can get rolling like that, it makes it go by a lot faster and more fun and enjoyable. You know, obviously everyone wants to win. So to rip off 10 in a row like that was really good.
This is also the second 12-game road trip of the year, but the last 12-game road trip, we stopped back in Biloxi on a Monday, but this one, you guys have been on the road for ending on Sunday 2 weeks straight. What is that like being on the road for so long and playing as the opposing team and the visiting team for so long?
Yeah, it's long, but I think it's two good places to have road trips. Tennessee was a nice trip, good fans, good stadium. Obviously, this stadium's brand new, really nice, nice hotel and everything, so it's been long, but it's been good at the same time, and just, like, being able to win a lot of games makes it go by faster.
What is your routine when you're on the road?
Basically, not much different than home. I mean, we get to the field later, which is nicer, and we haven't been hitting on the field much, so that, like, makes the day a little bit shorter, and you have more energy for the game.
Also starting at 7:05 as well. What's it been this week kind of playing that big league start time under the lights?
Yeah, I like it better actually because I like when the game is starting, the sun's already down. There's no shadows or anything. The lights are already on. It just has more of that like MLB feel, I guess.
And you talk about the success that you guys have had on this road trip. You guys pumped out 18 runs on 22 hits on Thursday. You had yourself a terrific night. How much fun is it when the lineup gets rolling like it did on Thursday and it just starts to be contagious 1-9 and even 1-11 with a couple guys coming off the bench with big performances?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Obviously, it's a lot of fun. You know, basically everyone's got at least a couple hits or at least a hit. And then being able to score enough to get other guys in as well is obviously huge.
When you talk about getting a couple hits, you've had more than a couple in the month of September, and you've really had a terrific second half of the year. Since the All-Star break, you've really started to hit your groove. What has that been like, and how good has that felt to really put things together second half of the year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important. Obviously, first half wasn't where I wanted to be at all. So, I mean, I knew it was in there, but you just have to stick with it every day and try to find ways to get in a rhythm. And so I've been able to do that over the basically since after the All-Star break, for the most part.
Well, how much confidence does that give you going into the offseason and towards the playoffs of having a terrific second half to end your year?
Yeah, it gives you a lot of confidence, and it gives you just things to build on and things to remember. Like, so this offseason, I have a lot of video that I can look back at of what I was feeling when things were going well and vice versa. So it's very helpful.
You also got to be the bullpen catcher back when the Shuckers were in Biloxi playing against Pensacola. It was a weird situation that you ended up being the bullpen catcher, but you were the only guy on the bench who could be able to catch someone in the bullpen and have catching experience. And you go down to the bullpen and you have to catch Shuckers closer Cam Robinson. Yeah. How wild of an experience was that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't caught in so long, so it was tough. And I've caught him in the past, like in real games, and I still was not ready for for that bullpen session. A bunch of balls got by. He's just got so much cut, it was tough.
How much more do you respect the pitchers now after catching them in the bullpen? And not only that, it's in-play bullpens, which have to add to the nerves of, all right, I really can't let this go by me.
Yeah, the in-play was definitely in my head because, well, I'm not going to block, that's for sure. So I'm going to try to pick it, but if I miss it, it's going on the field. And, you know, the umpire's got to call time and everything. So I was trying to keep most of them in front somehow, but couple got by.
Did it feel good to put on the gear again, get the catcher's glove, and get some work in at the catcher's position?
Yeah, it actually did. And it was fun, too. You know, obviously, they're trying to get ready to go in the game, so I'm taking it pretty seriously for them, you know. But yeah, it was fun just to, you know, jump back there again.
Well, Xavier, thanks much for joining us, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.